AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There are new concerns around Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of Signal, with a report he pulled airstrike information from secure military channels before putting it into chats with his wife and others. Saga Magani has details.
NBC News reports the info came from a secure channel used by U.S. Central Command, including times U.S. warplanes would launch and drop bombs on Houthi rebels in Yemen. An AP source says the information in that chat was identical to details shared in an earlier chat with National Security Council members. That's raising new questions about whether Hegseth leaked classified information over an open network. Hegseth says what he shared was
informal, unclassified coordination.
Telling Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, he's maintained that from the beginning. The Pentagon chief said to have become more isolated and suspicious about whom he can trust. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is calling the tariff showdown with China unsustainable. He cautions formal talks with Beijing have not yet started, but he does expect a de-escalation when they do. President Trump says the U.S. is doing fine with China.
This is a transition period, and it's going to be a little while, but we are doing well with every country.
The president also now saying he has no plans to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The IMF has downgraded its forecast for U.S. economic growth to 1.8%. In Arizona, a jury verdict in the case of a woman with doomsday religious beliefs.
Do you find the defendant, Lori Daybell, as to the crime of count one, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder occurring on or about July 11, 2019, guilty.
Lori Vallow Daybell now faces another life sentence. She was already convicted in Idaho in the killings of her two youngest children and a romantic rival. This is AP News. The top producer of CBS News' 60 Minutes has quit. Ed Donahue has why.
Bill Owens was executive producer of TV's most popular news magazine for 6 years. He's quitting because he feels he no longer has the freedom to run the show independently. Donald Trump sued 60 Minutes for $20 billion last fall over an interview with his opponent last November, Kamala Harris.
Kamala was unable to answer a question properly, and they took the question that they asked and they inserted an answer. They gave her an answer.
CBS is reportedly in mediation to settle the lawsuit with Trump, a prospect that has been bitterly opposed by Owens and others at 60 Minutes. The president also angrily denounced 60 Minutes on social media after an episode last week, which featured critical stories about Ukraine and Greenland, saying CBS should pay a big price for going after him. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.